Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you, God. Hallelujah. God, you are so worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the glory, God. And we just lift you up, Lord God. We exalt your name. We exalt you, Father God, about everything, every concern, every situation. God, we elevate you, Father God, above everything, God, that may be on our hearts, on our mind, that may be present in our lives, Lord God. We elevate you, Father God. We lift you up right now, Father God, because we know, Father God, we lift you up. You will draw all men unto you. So we lift you up right now, Father God. We lift you up, Father God, because hallelujah. God, we want to be drawn closer to you in the name of Jesus. We want to be drawn closer to you more and more and more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just bless you, oh God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, God. We thank you, 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 we thank you. God, we thank you, we thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you've already done. Father God, we just thank you for your very presence, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for being here. Father God, we thank you, God, even though we may not be able to feel you, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, if we got, because we know we can't see you, Lord God, but we thank you because we know you're here. Know you here, Father God. We open up our hearts right now, Father God. We open up our hearts. We open up our minds. We open up our spirits. We open up to you right now. We ask, God, that you come on in, Father God. Come on into this place. Come into our heart. Come into our mind. Come into our spirits. Come into our souls, God. Empty, Lord God, out everything, God, that's not of you, God, and make room for yourself, Lord God. God, go in and clean out every area in our lives, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, those treasure chests. God, we want you to come in and just clean it out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would have your way, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless you on today. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. God, let us not be hoarders and hold on to stuff, God, that is of no use. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to release it all unto you right now, God, and allow you, we and Father God, to those secret places, those hidden places, Lord God, in our heart, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, that you go into those places, Lord God, that had the no vacancy sign. God, we're asking you go into those places, Lord God, that we had boarded up and threw away the key. Father God, I'm asking you to go into those places, Lord God, that we have long forgot about, and go in and clean out, Father God, those areas, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that kinds of tends to come about, Father God, when something happened or when something, Father God, comes to fruition, Father God, and something comes about, Father God, that hurts us, Father God, that God causes us to feel disappointed and causes us to go into our emotions and our feelings. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus to go in and heal those areas, Father God, those areas that was hurt, that was broken, Father God, those areas, Lord God, that had been lost, Lord God, for so long, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to go in, Father God, and go deep, Lord God, into those crevices, Lord God, that nobody even thinks about, Father God. Lord God, that we had stored it away, Father God. We had threw it away, God, because, Lord God, we kind of figured, did nobody care? Why should we care? So, God, we're giving it all to you right now. We casting our cares upon you, Father God, because that's a lie, Lord God. We did care. It hurt, and it hurt us deep. God, all those pains, Father God, that we tucked away, all those pains, Father God, because of what somebody said, all those pains, God, because of what we, God, saw, all those pains, God, because of rejection, all those pains, God, because of pointing the finger, all those pains, Father God, for just for no reason, Father God. God, we're bringing it all to you, Father God, because it damaged us, Lord. It tore us up, Father God. It made us, Lord God, think some type of way, act some type of way, God, but we know, Father God, that you can change those things. God, you can go in, Father God, and heal those areas in our heart, Father God, that was crushed, that was torn apart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that was stripped, God, of that virginity, that was stripped of the innocence, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to go in, Father God, and heal, Lord God. Heal that broken heart. Heal that pain, Lord God. Feel the comfort, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit, God, oh God, go in like never before. Father God, and let your people know, Father God, that you are right there with them, Father God, in the midst of it all, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the suffering, you are right there with them, Father God, and all they have to do is just open up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and allow you in. Allow you in, Father God. They don't have to stay in that dry place, that lonely place, oh God, because you're right there. You're knocking at the door. Hallelujah. Oh God, and you're asking them, please let me in. Let me in. I have more for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, God, that you touch their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Send somebody, God, that will help them to open up to you. God, send somebody, God, that will minister to them, that will let them know, Father God, of their truth, Father God, that let them know, Father God, how good you are, that will give their testimony, Father, so that they can overcome by the word of God, and the word that God of the testimony, Father God, that they can overcome, oh God, all these things, Lord God, that has them all messed up on the inside because of the disappointments. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, help them, Father God, to release, Lord God, all that stuff that has them all clogged up, that caused them to go a different direction. It caused them to make them to believe this ain't it, but it was it. Oh, God, help them to see, God, that that was something that they had to go through. That's something that they had to experience so they could come into the full knowledge of you to understand what type of God you are, who you are, what you can do in their lives, God, and that they could be a testimony for someone else, because there are other people, God, that they have to encounter, that they can give a testimony, but they can't do it if they're running from you. They can't do it if they're going the wrong direction. They can't do it, Father God, if they are believing the lies. God, I'm asking you to expose the lie. God, expose everything that has them all messed up on the inside. Father God, expose it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so they can no longer use it for an excuse. And they sit down and consider and reconsider their actions and their reactions, Lord God. And then they will turn back to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, they will no longer compromise their salvation. They will no longer compromise, Lord God, and lean to their own understanding, God, but they will put their full trust and hope in you. God, that they will die for you. God, that they will live for you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, in name. It's so important, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch the heart, Father God. Pull out everything, God, that's not of you. Go deep, Father God, into the crevices, God, and pull it out. Pull it out, pull it out, pull it out, Father God. Even the yearning, Father God. The longing for something, Father God. The desire for something, God, that they never had or they once tasted it, Father God. But it was only temporary. But God, what you have for them, God, is eternal. It's everlasting. It will be continual, Father God. But help us, God, to surrender it all to you. Surrender our lives to you, God, that we can get that goodness. That we can get that, oh God, representation. That we can get that void, Father God, filled with the love, God, that you can only fill us up with, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you, Father God, touch the hearts of your people. God, even in their relationships, Lord God, even God, when they're communicating with one another. Father God, help them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, to communicate out of love. In the name of Jesus, not arguing, not complaining, not fussing, not fighting, not blaming, Father, Father, but being and walking in love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, some of us don't even know what love is, so I'm asking you to help them, Father God, to change their perspective, their outlook, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove the resentment and anger and the bitterness, Lord, for the stuff that they've gone through, and they're trying to figure out why. Why did I have to go through this? Why, Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to help them to let it all go. Give it over to you. And God, if they don't know you, Father God, I'm asking that you would send somebody into their life, God, that will minister that word and that peace and that joy, God, that they can have regardless of what state they are in. God, help them to receive everything that you have for them. God, let it come through a radio station. Let it come through the TV. Maybe it's a billboard. Or maybe they're walking past somebody in the grocery store and they're speaking of the goodness, God. Let their ears be perked up, Father God, that they can hear what your spirit is saying, Father God, that they can get free. They can come into the full knowledge of you and they can understand that you are God and you've got everything that they need. Oh God, and then you can settle anything in their lives. You can heal, you can revitalize, you can destroy some stuff, Father God, and rebuild. Father God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help your people to turn to you in the midst of it all, God, in the name of Jesus. In the midst of the tragedy, in the midst of the disappointment, and even in the midst of the good, let them not forget what God, from whence they came from, because you have delivered them and you brought them out and you allowed them to receive something, Father God, that is good in their life. Oh God, help them, Father God, not to forget where you have brought them from, and help them, Father God, to understand, Father God, that you can do more. It's exceedingly abundantly above all that they may ask or think. And then help them to understand, Lord God, and recognize, Father God, it's not about the stuff. It's your love. It's because you just love us. You love us that much. Father God, draw your people according to your word with loving kindness. In the name of Jesus, Father, draw your people in. Uplift the heavy burdens, Lord God, on your people. God, tear down every stronghold, Father God. Remove every yoke that's on their necks. Take away the ball and chains on the ankle, God. Lord God, I'm asking you, God, regulate the mind, God, the psyche. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, go in and bring some sanity, some stability, some hope. Remove that suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus. And help the Father God to turn to you wherever they are, whatever they're dealing with, whether they're here or whether they're across the world. If they die and the nation, oh God, that we may never even heard about. God, you know each and every individual. You know where they are right now. And you know, Father God, the tears, the crying. You know, Father God, what they're going through. And some right down the street right now, Father God, they've turned their back on you, God, because they blame you. God, help them to understand, Father God. God, help them, Father God, to come to a place where they trust you again. They put their hope in you again. And they say, okay, Lord. And they say, forgive me, Lord. And they say, help me, Lord. And they repent and turn, Lord. Help them, Father God, to hope in you again, to trust in you again, to believe in you, God. Believe on you, Lord, and stand on your promises and on your word. Because the battles, Lord God, have been so, they have been so. They've become weary. They've become dry. They become dead. But God, speak, Lord God, that they can come alive again. Speak, God, that they can operate in the gifts and the talent that you have placed on the inside of them. God, help them to believe you once again. Put their hope in you. Put their trust in you. Not look at what they see or what they hear, but God, believe you. Because your word is true. Somehow they forgot. God, the experiences, Lord God, the things that they've gone through has caused them, Father God, to forget. Help them to remember you, God. Help them, Lord God, to see how good you really are. And pull them back into your sanctuary, wherever that may be, wherever you may find them, Father God, a holy sanctuary, a praying sanctuary, people that are praying and interceding on behalf of one another, God, that love you for real, Lord, because that's what they need. They need to be in a praying church, a worshiping show, a church that prays you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. Guide your people to that type of sanctuary. That believe your word, Father God, because your word is true. That stand on your word. They may not be perfect, but God, they love you. And they're striving, Father God, that the people see your truth, God. You got some people all around this world. You got some people in place ready, Father God, send your people in. God, gather them, gather them, gather them, God. Gather them, gather them, gather them, God. In the name of Jesus. And help them, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. God, we thank you for what you're doing, God, in this season, in this time, and Father God, when things seem so bleak, so dark, God, that your light still shines, your power never fails, your blood is still flowing, your word is still activating and making things alive again. How faithful you are, God. How faithful you are, God. How faithful you are, God. Touch the hearts, Lord. Those that are mourning a loss of a loved one. Those that have given up hope. God, bring them back. Help them, Father God, to feel you. Feel that place with you. And God, we just thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're doing it. We thank you, Father God, even when we don't understand it. God, we know you're there. We know you're there. We just know. Oh, God, we trust you and we believe you. We love you. And we tell you that, Lord God. God, we love you. We exalt you right now, God, and we thank you. God, we thank you. Remember every prayer request, every name, every person, everything that has been cried out to you. God, consider those things, Lord, on tonight. And we love you, Lord. We thank you. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We thank you. God, we can't tell you enough. Thank you. Thank you for sparing our lives. Thank you for stopping that accident. Thank you. God, thank you. How good you are. Thank you for that mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.